Today we hear from the very last chapter of the very last letter that St. Paul writes. Paul is in prison in Rome. He was in prison one other time in Rome. He escaped, or rather he was delivered from the hands of an angel and from his companions. And now he finds himself back into prison, and he knows this is the end. And he's writing Timothy. This is around the year 66, 67. He writes this letter, the very last thing we have recorded that Paul pens. And in this very last chapter of the very last letter that Paul writes to Timothy, his little protege, if you will, we see Paul's heart and his exhortation, even just the beginning. You hear everything in Paul as he writes Timothy, this little disciple or mentee of his, "Beloved, I charge you in the presence of God," as he knows that his death by the sword is coming soon, gives him just these exhortations: be persistent, preaching the word. But what I just want to focus on here this morning is the line where it says, "For the time will come, Timothy, know that the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine." So just stop there for a minute. They won't tolerate sound doctrine. That is to say, there will be a time when people will not tolerate what is true, what is good. So this means that not only will they dislike or despise sound doctrine, but that they won't tolerate it. They don't even want to hear it. They'll come after, they'll hate people who think ways that are true, that teach ways that are true and good. It's not just two people having disagreements. It's, "I'm not going to tolerate you having that thought." Sound familiar to the anti-Christian mob that is out there today? The anti-Christian mob of the teachings that we hold on to true, that God has revealed to us in Scripture, to what is true and what is good. The anti-Christian mob wants us to recite their creed, as we talked about a month ago, of this anti-Christian creed that is read to us. It's not only not okay that, you know, if we just don't want to participate in the anti-Christian creed, but now if we don't participate in the anti-Christian creed and read it, we get canceled. And so the response of that, what Paul is telling Timothy, "Hey, Timothy, moving forward here, know this is going to happen. Be on guard." In other words, the more that people are eager to denounce what is true and what is good, all the more important is for you, Timothy, to be eager, to be zealous, to be courageous, to proclaim the very thing that they are not tolerating. He goes on. People won't tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, they will accumulate teachers, and they will stop listening to the truth, and they will be delivered up to myths. But you, Timothy, be self-possessed in all circumstances. Put up with hardships that it's going to cause, that you're going to run into because of it, and perform the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry, Timothy, of which you've been entrusted to carry out. So again, we hear Paul telling Timothy that people will come a time that they won't tolerate what is true, and because they've been given into their passions. And as Aristotle and Aquinas, as I've mentioned before, the pull here is to lead with the intellect. The intellect is to inform the will, and the will then is to inform the passions. What Paul is saying is there's going to come a time, and it's just part of our human nature. We know this to be ourselves, is that we have a tendency to have our passions lead. And we act, we talk by having our passions lead rather than our intellect informing our will, forming our passions. So let us just hearken to these words that Paul, his very last words that Paul writes before he gets beheaded. And as he's in prison, and he's telling Timothy, basically encouraging him to build, and for us to build our lives on what God says, on what the church, through the scriptures, have revealed to us what is true and what is good. That is what we have to build our lives on. That is what we have to build our families on. That's how we've got to teach our children of what is good and what is true, regardless of what the anti-Christian mob forces us and wants us to say and to act.